Catching up now with tackle Will Yateman. Started his career as a tight end with the Miami Dolphins. Moves to tackle this year. Kind of an interesting transition, obviously. How did it go?
I thought it went well. It was great to learn from guys like Jake Richie Incognito, Mike Pouncey, linemen that have been doing it for a while, as well as John Martin, who has a ton of experience from college. He had a great career in college. So I picked everyone's brain, including even Nate Garner. You know, everyone I could look to as peers to go to, I did, and I got so much good advice, and those guys were so helpful to me. But obviously I couldn't have done it without Coach Turner and Coach Mosley, our offensive line coaches.
Well, when you first hear the news, or they come to you about the idea, I mean, how does that conversation go? Did it catch you off guard? Were you surprised?
It didn't catch me off guard. It was kind of a mutual agreement, actually. Marco Rivera was here. He was kind of just a volunteer assistant last year over OTAs, and he mentioned it to me. He said, look, you've got the size, you've got the strength and ability and the desire that offensive linemen need to be successful in this league. He said, I think you can be a really successful offensive lineman for a long time. Think about it. So I did, and it intrigued me because so many people growing up had talked to me about it, but I'd always been a lacrosse player and never wanted to put on too much weight. So now that I'm in the NFL and I'm not playing another sport and I don't have to worry about that, it was something that I thought about for a couple of days. I talked to my family, I talked to my agent. And when all was said and done, I got really excited about it and said, you know what, this could be a bright future for me, and I think it's going to be, I really do.
Is that an easy thing for you to do, Will, is put on weight? Because sometimes, you know, guys do it very easily, and sometimes guys struggle with that. You know, I'm not sure if you're what category you're in, but, you know, it's a challenge.
I was on the it was exceptionally easy side. My whole career, I'd played lacrosse in college. I'd had my weight down. And then once I got into the NFL, staying at 270 pounds wasn't very easy for me. So it was tough to keep my weight down as opposed to some guys that play tight end where they're trying to get heavier.
Right.
So I was on the higher end of that. So once I stopped running as much and started lifting more and eating more, the pounds came on pretty rapidly, and it was pretty easy, and it was exciting.
Talking to Will Yateman, who made the transition from tight end to tackle this year, how much learning took place? I mean, obviously a lot of the things that you do as a tight end, you do as a tackle, but I can't imagine it's the same.
Right, but it was a tremendous amount of learning. It was truly a position change, and I didn't realize how much different it was going to be, but right when I got here, it was things from going into a three-point stance. It's a different stance from a tight end to a tackle. Your weight's more evenly distributed, your feet are more balanced, your feet are flatter, your back's up a little bit. So all those things, that was phase one, just learning that. And then going into run blocking was probably the most natural thing for me to do, because you do that as a tight end, and that's pretty much similar all in all, the mechanics of that. But pass blocking and everything in between were all things that I didn't have a lot of experience with, but they were things that I continued to develop throughout the season, things I got exponentially better at, and things that I'm continuing to improve upon. But I think it was a successful season.
Maybe you could give us some insight. You know, we've asked some of the other linemen, and we've asked Jonathan himself, but how much it took for Jonathan Martin as a rookie to play at right tackle,
right,
and then move over to the left side when Jake went down. I mean, that doesn't happen very often in the NFL, and how hard that is, not only for maybe a six-year guy or a five-year guy, but for a rookie to do that.
Right. Well, the only benefit that John had was that he played left tackle in college, so it was tough to be on the right side in the beginning of the year. The only benefit he had is that he played on the right side. You know, it wasn't like too long ago that he played on the left side, but that is extremely difficult. He did a tremendous job. I thought the rest of us did. We give him the utmost credit and respect for doing that, because it was a big part. It was big for our team to be able to move forward and have a guy like him step up, and he really did, and it was great to see it, and it just shows what a good athlete he is, and what a talent he has.
Will Yateman is here, moving from tight end to tackle this past season. You know, you often hear offensive linemen talk about something that I don't think most fans realize, which is that playing left tackle is way different than playing right tackle.
Right.
Same for guard, same for cornerback. I think a lot of people just think it's an interchangeable kind of thing. Where do you spend the most time? Where do you feel most comfortable at this point?
Well, I'm left-handed, so I feel most comfortable at left tackle. But with that being said, I worked on both sides throughout the whole season. I worked predominantly on the left side when Jake was here, and then when Jake went down, I moved and was playing on both sides. And it was great, but like you said, fans don't necessarily understand. Even as a tight end, I didn't understand how different it is. You have muscle memory in your body, so offensive linemen are trained to do different steps, and it becomes very natural for you, and you ingrain that in yourself every day. But you're doing it on one side of the line. So when you switch to the other side, it's completely opposite. Your muscles are not trained to do that, and it's a little different. So if I go from the left side to the right side, when you're an offensive lineman, you're taught to have your weight on the inside and the inside part of your body. So if I'm a left tackle, I want to have my weight on my right foot. So if you switch to the right side, a lot of the times when you're pass setting, you have your weight on your right foot because that's what you're used to, and you're off balance and it doesn't look very good. But John did a great job at it, and Coach Turner works with us and makes us switch sides on a daily basis just so we're prepared in case something like that does happen.
Really interesting stuff. Great details. Anatomy of a position change there with Will Yateman. Really appreciate you coming in and talking to us about that, and looking forward to seeing this development kind of continue in the future.
Yeah, I am too. Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate
it. Thanks, Will.